Hello and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria Dorsey of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. And today our guest is Ms. Paula Chaney of the Merit in Towson. Hello, Ms. Chaney. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you liking all of this snow out here today?
Well, I finally got my couple of days off. I've been wanting to couple of days off just to relax and do what I needed to do. And so that's exactly what I'm doing today. So I'm enjoying myself.
I honestly, I've been looking for a couple of days off myself, and I didn't want to take time off. So even if it's just today, I appreciate it. Miss Chaney.
Yeah, but keeps telling people. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that you are at the Merit Athletic Club. So what is your position there? What do you do at the Merit Athletic Club in Towson?
Well, I'm actually the Merit Health and Wellness Coordinator for all the 9 clubs. Therefore, I help them set up with events in-house as well as out in the community. So that's what I do.
Okay. And what is the mission? What is the mission of someone in your position, or do you know the mission of the club as a whole?
Well, the mission is making our members feel appreciated and to have excellent customer service for our members. You know, we want to go out of our way to do what, you know, some clubs don't do. You know, we value our members. That's what I can say. We value our members. Therefore, you know, having certain events, like we just recently had a blood drive, you know, for our members and also for the community. And we just love our members. We do a member appreciation week every quarter, you know, so we bring in vendors that might be appealing to our members and have them in our clubs.
Okay. And that is actually how I got to meet Ms. Chaney, you all. I got to meet her at one of those member events. I was a vendor there representing the salon that I work from that I've mentioned to you all previously, Body and Soul Salon and Spa on Halford Road. So Ms. Paula was kind enough to invite me to come out and set up a little table for the skincare products that we offered that she liked. So
yes.
And I will say, at that event, I was very pleased with the atmosphere there. It was very welcoming, very warm. Your trainers were also very welcoming, very warm. Everyone pretty much spoke whether they were interested in product or not. So, and that goes, like, for me, that is a really, really big thing. Sometimes I'm looking for places where I can go not only to promote myself or promote my business or promote someone else's business, but also just to see if it's a place that I would like to be. And when I'm in that space promoting, the interaction I receive from the staff will drive whether or not it will become a place that I would consider recommending to others. So I was really, really very grateful with the warm reception there.
Well, I am very glad that you felt that way. One of my missions is I do a wellness clinic day, and that is going out to companies. Companies could call and say we would like you to come, and we have different services that we do, and so the company will select whether we want to do biometrics, blood pressure screening, lipid panels, which is glucose, you know, bringing in other vendors dealing with holistic types like a herbalist or massage therapist, or, you know, you, for instance, you have the skincare. So that's what, you know, that's one of my initiatives for 2018 is to get more companies to call us and say, hey, we want you to set up a wellness day clinic for us. And that's to help, you know, their employees to learn different ways other than just always going to the doctor, but there's alternatives. And that's my goal, is teach people that there's more to than just going to the doctor. There's other things that you can do.
Yes. And that doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor at all.
Absolutely,
or,
correct.
Go see your primary care physician at all.
Right, right. Absolutely, no. I'm not saying that you drop your physician. No, you always let them know that I'm thinking about trying something else, you know, XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you always have to. I believe that an individual has to take charge of their own health, because if you don't, who's going to? So.
True. But I find that sometimes, and that's the reason why I said that, was because sometimes when people find something that works for them, they
mm-hmm.
just completely do away with their physician. And even if you find that you really don't need them, let the physician be your, your baseline. So every
right.
time you go back
right.
for your yearly checkup, or whenever
mm-hmm.
he tells you or she tells you to return, then at least you know, yes, I'm maintaining or I'm meeting the goals that I have set, because you have your baseline in black and white, and you can always revisit the numbers. So that's so very
absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely correct on that. Absolutely. So, yeah, we appreciate our members, and, you know, we want to make sure that they are getting what they come for. And that's sometimes it's just a smile. Sometimes people just need a
mm-hmm.
smile, you know. So we make
that
sure
is so true.
Our employees are member friendly, smiling friendly. Let's say it that way. So yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So how is that merit set up? Like, I know I came in through the main entrance, and I pretty much didn't deviate much from that area for the time that I was there. Like, I went back and I could see that there were other rooms and classes and things of that nature going on, but I really didn't get to walk through the place that day. So if I were to come in as a potential new customer or client, what would that look like?
Well, you would definitely stop at our welcome desk, and,
mm-hmm.
of course, they would ask you a couple of questions, you know, have you been a member before, you know, just going down. And then they would ask for some ID, you know, so we could actually put you in the system. And then they would call one of our lifestyle consultants who has all the knowledge about the memberships, and then they will take you on a tour.
Okay.
So they would take you on a tour to the clubs, and then afterwards sit down, and then if you have any questions, or you can ask them the questions during the time that you're touring, and get your answers.
Okay.
And after that,
and
yeah,
what all is offered mm-hmm. at that club? Like, what all classes and are offered,
so,
and how is the facility structured for self? Self fitness.
Well, if you become a member, you know, new members will have we have a result program, which is you go and meet our club advisor or a trainer, and you go through some questionings about your health, about your eating habits, and just trying to get a feel of where you are in your fitness level. And then from that point on, then we talk about, you know, the group fitness classes, and that's included in your membership, as well as the aquatic classes, that's included in your membership. And so then you come back and you see a trainer take you through
mm-hmm.
the process of all the machines that, you know, you might not understand. So they'll take you through like a circuit.
Okay. So are the trainers, like, is everyone assigned to a class? Are there trainers to kind of float the floor for safety purposes?
Oh, yes, yes. We have those that, you know, are there during the day and some during the evening, too. You know, they're on the floor, you know, to be able to ask questions or to help somebody that they see that is, well, you know, not doing the exercise correctly, which is a lot of times. A
right.
lot of times, yeah. So that's, yeah, we make sure, we want to make sure our members, our new members, are acclimated into the programs, you know. And sometimes we even tell them to bring a buddy if they feel comfortable, you know, having somebody they know. You know, sometimes it's a new life for some people coming in, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure they're very comfortable and coming in.
Okay. And how about working with persons with disabilities? What does that look like at your facility? And how often do you encounter people with disabilities that come in to use your space? And what has that range been?
Oh, we have, you know, it's, our club is a very mixture of ages. You know, we have, you know, 18 over, and then we have our senior population. And those that have disabilities, we have a circuit, machine circuit, that is on the first floor that they are able to use. And, of course, as I say, the trainers would help them to show them how to use it properly if they need any kind of assistance. And so we have, I think our seniors are really those that are a little bit more, you know, we have some 80, 90-year-olds that are still coming and exercising. And then we do have some that might have, that had just got a physical therapy and have some kind of knee or hip replacement that we want to make sure that they are doing their exercise belief. So we do have trainers that would help them with that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, a little tripped up there. So with that in mind, do you all have any price point modifications for the senior population that may come to join, or is it all the same?
It's actually, in reality, I don't deal with the membership per se. So
okay.
Each month there's always a new promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I never know what it is because I'm out of the loop because I'm not in the club as much at the Towson one as I used to be. I have to hit all 9 clubs. So that's something that a person could contact and call us and we'll get that information.
Okay. So a lot has changed in the year because when I saw you, you were assigned to the Towson location. So you said you're basically floating 9 different clubs right now. How
yeah,
does
so
that
right now
work for you?
It's very tiresome because I have not yet been able to get out to Eldersburg or to our Buckingham location or Fort Ave location. So I've been basically at our Cranbrook location, our downtown location, the Owens Mills location, and White Marsh location. So, yeah, my goal is to hit Eldersburg, which is straight up Liberty Road. That's the way I would go. And then our Buckingham location is near the airport.
Okay.
See what? Yeah. So I haven't gotten to those yet. I'm just trying to get my schedule enough so I can go out there. And I just don't want to spend 2 or 3 hours out there if I'm going out to Ellis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That whole drive. So yeah. So yeah.
Right.
It has changed. I am doing a little bit more there before I retire.
Okay. And when is your projected retirement? May I ask that?
2018, this year.
Oh, what? Oh, so wait a minute. You're going super hard your last year. Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to do my own thing, you know, retiring yet still be in the health and wellness field. That's something I love. I have a passion for. So.
Okay. And so, how many years have you dedicated to your passion to health and wellness?
I'm gonna say over. Let me see. My daughter is. I'm gonna say about close to 25 years.
Wow.
Or maybe more. Yeah. So I'm actually a master life coach and a holistic practitioner. So I deal with, you know, people's minds and hearts and food and their whole lifestyle. That's what I deal with. Their whole lifestyle.
Okay.
So can't do one without the other.
That is, yeah, because it's one complete circle of events.
Yep.
So your goal before you leave the Merit Clubs is to make sure that the health and wellness program is completely in place at each of the locations. Okay.
Yep, that they have, and they have somebody that will just keep moving it forward, you know, because that's our goal. We want to make our clubs, you know, like a one-stop shop. You know, we're opening up now a wellness spa, which includes massage therapy and eventually we're going to be having an acupuncturist and those kind of different alternative styles for people that like to have acupuncture. So we're moving in where we know that fitness has changed, you know, the wellness part of it is, it's more than just coming in and doing cardio and the machines. We want to give our members a lot more. So that's what we are doing.
Correct. So, okay, so that's a quick plug, actually, for those out there who are acupuncturists looking for a home or massage therapists that are looking for a home. Take the time, check out one of the clubs, give Ms. Chaney a call. She'll be leaving you contact information at the end of this segment, so make sure you write it down. because sometimes, you know, some people love working for themselves. Other people may be working at a place that's getting them a lot of experience, but quite frankly, they really don't want to be there anymore because there is no love. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
right.
More of a
factory
setting. So again, if you're out there, you're a massage therapist or acupuncturist, definitely take the time to record the information, the contact information at the end of this segment so you can possibly interview and secure position. Is this going to be at all non-locations or only at certain locations?
Right now, it's going to be at our full service because we have full service clubs as well as express clubs. And express clubs usually do not have pools. You know, they do have the classes, you know, group fitness classes and so forth. But other than that, they usually don't have towels or a pool. So basically we're going to be having the wellness spas in our full service clubs, which would be the Canton location, of course, Towson, downtown, and Fort Ave, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. If I could make a suggestion, though, for your express location, I would say you could still possibly have acupuncturists there because there are express, what they refer to as battlefield acupuncture, so which is usually done in the ear. So you wouldn't need necessarily a full spa setup to accommodate that service. So just putting that out there. If you want to latch hold of that and talk to someone about that, so you could still have some type of alternative service, even at your express locations.
Okay, well, I'll throw that out to the director of the spas.
Sure
will. Thanks for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
That is true.
So that's what we're here for. That is why I asked you to be on, because you are looking to network. And at the end of the day, my blog talk sessions are not only about relaying information, but also building stronger networks. And so the only way to me for that to occur is for people to be willing to share information, because that's the only way you can build. So if
Absolutely.
I have information that is beneficial to you, why not share it and let you know that? If that's
Absolutely.
What we're here for. So.
Absolutely. Like I am, for instance, when I'm doing the wellness clinics to the companies, right now I am building my vendor list. I'm going to stop saying vendor list. I'm going to say provider list. And so I went to a company this past Friday, and unfortunately my massage therapist could not make it. So I did not have like an alternative that I could call and say, can you? Because that's a being in a office and having somebody come in for this 10 minutes and do a chair massage, they love that, you know, and to the point where sometimes they want a full massage therapist to come in, you know, once a week to, you know, help their employees. So I'm looking for those holistic type providers. So I can have a list for them. So if you know anybody, let me have them, you know, contact me, and I would be glad to talk to them and kind of interview them.
Yes,
for that.
I do, and I will. And a lot of people I know are semi-established, but they probably have links to people who are looking for full-time positions. And I've also found that sometimes people who are what we consider to be established to a degree are still looking for something else.
Right.
That's community related, you know. So, again, I will pass the information, and I'm certain someone or a few people will get back to you. And the other thing about that even is I know there was a position I had applied for. At one point, and I was only looking to work part-time, but I had another therapist that was willing to pick up the other half of the day. And so I pitched that to the individual, like, I know you want full-time individual, but I have somebody, so you won't have to go look for another person, and then your whole day is still covered if you're willing to do that, you know. So
right.
A lot of the time we are looking out, we're attempting to look out for each other, but it just comes down to what the employer is really trying to do also on their end. But at least we present it, you know. So the time can be covered. It's just it may look a little different than what was originally envisioned. So always keep that in the back of your mind too.
Okay.
So with your, and I know we were here to talk about merit clubs, and we've covered quite a bit about merit clubs, but I must say I'm very interested in what you plan to do personally once you retire from the merit clubs, given that you are a coach and will still be working in a wellness field. So what would that look like if someone wanted to work directly with you to support their lifestyle change?
Well, they would just have to contact me, and I definitely give them a profile form that they could, you know, fill out. And a lot of times, if I'm doing life coaching, a lot of times I can do it over the phone. You know, they don't necessarily have to be one-on-one. And then I'm also going to be dealing with companies as going in and doing some workshops on, you know, different topics that will help them to get through their job or get their life, and, you know, to be give them a sense of, and this I don't want to sound too deep, but a sense of hope, because a lot of people are just going through the motions and they're not even feeling, you know, a lot of them are numb.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, This is our only life we have, so you need to be able to know how to enjoy it and have an abundance of it. You know, I'm not saying that every day is going to be rosy. Of course not. But how you deal with when things come to you, it makes your body function properly too. You know, so that's what I want to do. I want to be out there in the company, in the community as well, and help people get well. They need to be well holistically.
Right. So we have a caller on the line, Ms. Cheney, so we're going to bring them on and see what their question or comment is. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello?
Well, I'm just doing my best.
Okay. What question or comment did you have for Ms. Cheney? We apologize for the wait time there.
Well,
hello.
I'm just listening for right now.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay.
So we're going to go back, Ms. Cheney. He's going to continue to listen, and we'll check back with you in a moment if you have a question. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Ms. Cheney, you can continue.
Well, continue. Let's see. What can I say is that I have dealt with people that here's a topic. Not letting go.
Mm-hmm.
People have the worst time of letting go of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's from their childhood, their teenage years, adult, whatever the case may be, we don't know how to let go of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And when come to the conclusion, once you can let go of that, because that's just part of life, but you don't have to make it part of you. Do you understand what
Correct.
I... Okay.
Yeah.
So... that's one thing. My goal is to help people to understand how to let go and be all they can be. A lot of us have stunted our growth and allowing the pain to hold on to us. And a lot of times, yes, it's come from other people. Okay, you know. But we got to realize those people that have caused this pain have gone on and doing what, and we're still holding that. And I'm like, why? Why are you allowing them to live your life? And that's basically what they do. They got, they're still manipulating you.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just. If I could just get their life to be so much, I mean, they could be able to, be like a duck, you know, let that roll right off their back, you know, because it's this life we only have once, and we need to know how to enjoy it. You got to.
Right.
You know, there's already enough chaos and in this world, but we don't have to be part of that, because don't get me started on the craziness of this world. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have time, so we. But I want people to be happy. I want people to enjoy life and just be happy.
Yeah. So
that's my mission.
How did you even get started down this road? And to, you know, what led you to deciding that this is what you wanted to do, and then to latch on and begin to build the skills necessary to be able to interact with people and come up with positive outcomes?
Gosh, that's a lot. That's, I was working. Well, my background, my degree is in substance abuse and in counseling. But I was actually working for Black Mental Health Alliance years ago. And I happened to be sitting in my office, and I just asked, I guess, God, I said, what do you want me to do? I asked him, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And it just started, I just started to read more about health issues and the nutrition and how our bodies function and how everything is so intertwined with everything, you know. And I just started more and more, and I went back and got certified in a lot of them. One of them was to be a master coach and a holistic practitioner. And I was working at that time. I left Black Mental Health Alliance, and I ended up working for the League for People with Disability. And so one day the vice president came to me and said, how would you like to be, go to school, become a life coach? And I'm like, now that would be nice, but, you know, he goes, we will pay for it. I'm
wow.
Like, yeah, yeah. So during that course from Black Mental Health to the League, you know, I believe I was being guided by the Most High, you know, and everything just seemed to just fall into place, you know. So I have been interested in, you know, the nutritional side of it as well as the mental side of it. And as I said before, it all works together. You know, if one thing is out of whack, you could better believe the other part is out of whack. So I want to help people to get into a balance. And if they fall out of the balance, how to get back into it for not such a long period of time. Some people do, you know, they, you know, that's how people are, you know. So
yeah.
I love what I do. I do. I absolutely love what I do. And, there's nothing else I want to do. I always said there's nothing but health and wellness is I want to do, because I believe I was called to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. So that's my purpose in life.
I'm going to say, because purpose is everything. If you don't know what your purpose is, or even have an idea of what you really are passionate about, whether it's your
exactly
what people would quote unquote call your purpose or not. If you don't have anything that you're passionate about doing, then that's when it becomes easy to, quote-unquote, lose your way and become discouraged about life or your obstacles or things of that nature, because you haven't latched on to anything. You haven't latched
exactly
on anything that gives you worth when everyone around you or every situation around you is not edifying you or building you up. That
absolutely
thing that you love will be what does that. So with that in mind, where do you see yourself or your company, if you're going to take a company framework, within 5 years?
Ooh, 5 years. I hope to be in 5 years on the island somewhere.
Okay.
Enjoy the warm weather, because I'm telling you, as I get older, I'm like, this weather is for the birds, I'm telling you. I tell you, my cold weather is not for me. But I hope to have, looking at my business to grow and to have more holistic type providers under me that I can go to companies and offer this these services. That's my goal, is to be able to have my company flourish and have them just not in Maryland, but wherever I go, it will, whether it be in Arizona or some island somewhere. My goal is to increase my company and increase my revenue and to help more people. More people I can help, the better I will feel.
Okay. And so are you, you said about increasing, finding more providers. So would you be looking to do that, like, through a networking forum or by doing, using a franchise model or partnerships?
I'm thinking networking would be great. I think that would be the least, if I can say that. I think networking would be a great opportunity, and it is a great opportunity to have, because right now my one of my initiatives, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it in 2018, but 2019 I would like to be able to put on a holistic conference.
Okay.
With different holistic providers, you know, whether it be acupuncturists or somebody that knows how, a massage therapist, just a reflex, what is it called?
Reflexology.
I've been looking for one of those. Still, I'm trying to find.
Well, if you ask in your massage therapy circles, they should know someone who has specialized in reflexology.
Okay.
And I can probably give you a number after this. I don't know if she's still working, but she may be able to refer you to someone also, because she is an older woman, the woman that I went to. She's in her 70s, but she still was doing the work from time to time. So
okay,
I will definitely give you her information, and she may be able to connect you. Have you considered added any chiropractors to your holistic resource?
I do have one that I deal with, but it's always good to have more than one on my provider list in case that one has something else to do. So, yes, oh, absolutely, absolutely. I would love to have a chiropractor and on my list. And I like, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Reiki? Is it Reiki? Reiki?
Yeah,
or
that's Reiki. So energy work? Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am looking for those two. I mean, I love those. I love that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm definitely trying to build my provider list, not only for merit, but also for my own self. So,
correct. Because I can see how this could all work together. So, especially with you being the director of that area, and you're establishing them to be able to do well when you exit. But then they also become a potential first client for you. Regular client for you once you exit and begin in your own endeavors to do what you want to do the way that you need to do it outside of the corporate
absolutely.
Organization.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Because
so it goes hand in hand. That's great.
It does. Because I know even though I'm going to retire, I still will probably do contract work for them for merit. So, you know, and I'm sure they'll say, no problem. So.
And why will they say no problem? What goes into creating that?
Well, you know, here's the thing is that I've already got it. I'm working on the establishments and putting the private, instead of them trying to hire somebody come in and train them, then they could just contract me, still do it, you know,
mm-hmm.
but only on a limited hours basis, because I am going to be retired. So, you know, and whoever they have else as far as staff, you know, they can do, I wouldn't say the grunt work, but they'll be able to still continue on with the work and have me as the lead only
okay.
on a part-time basis. Yeah.
Right. Because in 5 years, you're going to be on an island, so you're going to have everything
absolutely.
In place already.
Absolutely.
So,
I need to be on an island where it's warm.
Yeah, no
oh,
more
God.
Snow. Okay, Ms. Cheney, so if you could give us the address and contact information for the Towson location, and then any other contact information that you would like for our listeners to have, that would be
okay.
great right now.
Well, if you are talking, if you're calling about the Merit Clubs, you can reach me at area code 410-210-160. And that's our main number, and you can just call, ask for me, and they'll transfer me to my extension.
Okay.
And
then
is there a
website?
Let me give you my email address, okay? It's
okay.
P as my first name is Paula, P Cheney, Chaney, and it's at meritclubs.com.
Okay.
Okay, that's for Merit. Now, if you want a life coach sessions, then you will have to reach me at, I'm going to give you my email address, and it's livelifewellcoaching,
mm-hmm.
and the number 1@gmail.com.
Okay.
And from there, and I also have, I'm terrible at Facebook. But I also have a Live Life Well Coaching Facebook page. They can reach me there.
Okay. And how
Live
is
Life
that
Well
written?
Coaching. Live Life Well Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Is it like capital L? You know, all of
yes.
the first letters are
yes.
capitalized.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. Live
and the
life
only
well
reason why
coaching.
I bring that up, it's because if you have any letters that are different from what you have structured on your page, then it could end up on a whole different page.
Oh,
so,
yes. I've done that myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it's capitalized, yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Cheney, it has been fun speaking with you today, and I look forward to... Mm-hmm. I look forward to catching back up with you in the future.
Yes.
So that we can see what you're into over the next 2 years. Hopefully you will have your conference
yes,
next year.
Yes, I would love to have that. Yes. That's what I want to do.
And I believe that you'll be able to do it. I don't think it'll take you more than 6 months to pull it together completely. I'm serious. I think you could do it in 6 months. I believe you can.
Okay.
Because
well,
you're not
thank you for the
new
confidence.
To any of this.
Yes, and I have to get with you to get some more of the, I think I got some lotion from you. That was
you got
wonderful.
The butter bomb.
Yes, and I don't have any more.
Charlene's butter bomb from me.
Yes, that was just wonderful. So I need some more.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So let me just ask you. I know this topic. Do you have anything for stress? Do you any kind of lotion that you would say?
Well, I was only really, you know, when I was doing the setup, so I was just dealing with the stuff we had in the salon. So as far as mood went, it was the lemon balm. Because
okay,
anything
okay.
that is scented along the citrus line or your lavenders are mood altering, and they usually
Our
put
mood.
You either in a calm mood or just relax you. Or even
okay.
some citruses actually make people a little bit happy.
Okay.
They're a little uplifting. So it just depends on the person's chemistry as to what effect it will have on them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to contact you later on because next month is Stress Awareness Month. I'm bringing
okay.
in providers. So I'll definitely get in touch with you on that.
Okay. And then with all else fails, there's always peppermint. Peppermint is like dual purpose. So
okay.
it wakes you up and it's actually a pain reliever.
Okay. Well,
so that's good for
application
topically.
Absolutely. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are my go-tos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I truly appreciate you taking time to even ask me to be on. We've been tagging each other and missing each other, so I'm glad we finally got it. You know, I appreciate you.
Yes. You're very, very welcome. And you guys don't know. See, this is where persistence pays off because we've been tagging each other,
yes.
trying to get a hold of each other for at least 7 months.
Yeah, yes. I would think so. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I'm glad. It worked out perfect because I'm at home. And mm-hmm. not going out because it's still snowing. And they said another 10 hours. So, you know.
Right.
That's snow.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, I'm thankful for you and appreciate it that you asked me.
You're very welcome. And I appreciate that you were able to come on today. That you made yourself available. Not only did you make yourself available, but you also had 2 dates in mind ahead of time. So, and that also was a great thing because you said we've been playing tag for so long. It's been kind
of. I know. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Busy people.
Yes. So I just was very appreciative of that. And like I said, I sincerely do believe that you can get your, I'm looking for the word that you use. It's not a conference. I don't want to say conference because...
Wow.
Conference sounds just informational, where with you it would be more than that because it would be fully interactive. And I don't want that to get lost in the wording, you know.
Right.
And I don't want anyone to take that for granted at all because it would be completely interactive because the only way that you can start to change or create a change in people's minds and attitudes is with experiences. And so I know that you will be creating an experience for the people that come to your presentation at that time, be it the presenters that you have also, and just with working with yourself. So,
right.
I just don't want it to get lost in, oh, it's just another conference. Oh, it's another seminar. Oh, it's, you know, no, it wouldn't be just another conference, just another seminar. This would be something that is interactive, but interactive with the intent of creating a healing space that you would leave out of there with and in a different hit
Absolutely.
Space altogether.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. That
okay.
is correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we will, as I said, we will chat again. Thank you so much for coming on. And Ms. Paula Chaney, you can, again, reach her on Facebook. And you can reach her by contacting her at her numbers, and I will list her numbers and her Facebook pages on my page, and I will tag her if you need the information. Again, I hope that you all have written down what you need, massage therapist, acupuncturist. I hope that you took down the number and the email addresses if you are looking for permanent spaces. And we will check back in with her in a couple months to see where everything is.
All right.
Have a great day, Ms. Chaney.
Thank you. You too. Have a great one. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.